Madavid, Abaisai, Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Bereishis. We start another season of Lessons from the Lave, backed by popular demand. However, generally, Parshas Bereishis is not one we do because it's always kind of ends in the middle of the week and there's no yeshiva. This time, you're stuck in yeshiva for the rest of your lives. And therefore, I get to do a Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Bereishis. I had an amazing idea right after Simchas Torah. Right after Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, I opened up and said, I'm going to prepare my lessons from the Lave now. I came up with this great vort, this great idea. And as I was developing it, it resonated with me so much because I said it last year. So I couldn't do it. So then I had to find something else. And Baruch Hashem, because of the postponement of class, I didn't know there would be no class yesterday because of this fake, you know, Isru Chag. We have to have off till 3:30 because, you know, we don't have enough time off. So I had even another day to find, I think, which will be a very, I hope, beautiful idea. This week's parsha starts off with the words Bereishis. Bereishis Bara Elokim. It happens to be the Tikkuni HaZohar, which I know all you guys have studied many, many times, is really based on the first 70 Perushim just on the words Bereishis. As we know, really the word Bereishis, a lot of questions, why isn't it called Bereishis besides the famous Rashi? Why do we even start with Bereishis? And that's the whole Tikkuni Zohar. There's a sefer that was written, I quoted this yesterday, by one of the famous Rabbanei Abu Hatzera. So he has a whole sefer, three volumes, just on the topic of this idea of, I don't think it's the Baba Sali, I forgot what it's called, Nevir Yaakov, and his three svarim are just on the Bereishis. So it's important. But what's interesting is that when we learn this, so we have a very interesting Gemara. And you'll know it by the famous Pirkei Avos, of course. Pirkei Avos, Hey Aleph, of course, says, Ba'asara mamarot, mamoros, nivra ha'olam. 10 utterance, the world were created. V'lo tam alo mar alo b'mayim ha'achad, why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam create the world just with one mimer, with one vayomer, whatever it might be? Yachol, right, why not? So the answer is, La'afriya min rishayim, shema adidim es ha'olam, shenivar b'masim maros. V'tein schar l'chol ha'tzadikim, shektim es ha'olam, shenivar b'asim maros. Right, it gives a schar to the tzadikim, and so that the other nations can't say anything. And then we learn there are esedoros, of course, that Hashem gave us. 10 is a very interesting, beautiful number. But says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis. It says, Bereishis. Because the pasuk says that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with Efser Maimrot, right? So he says, why do we repeat this? Vayomer, 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 10 times spelled out. But he says, that's not true. Because if you look at the amount of times it says the word Vayomer, there's only 9. It's missing one, not 10. The Gemara answers, well, Bereishis is in itself one of the creation words. Normally it's Vayomer, right? You know, Hashem created Vayomer, Hashem kivihi, or Vayomer. So, but Bereishis itself was some sort of creation. That's also considered to be one of the utterances, one of the Maimarot. Right? Okay. And he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Doesn't really explain. This is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, of course, talking about the psukim that you're supposed to have in Rosh Hashanah. Davening Malchus Yochanan Shoyfros. Maybe it's only 9. Maybe it should be 10. Maybe it should be 9 because there really were only 9 utterances, not really 10. And then the chiddush of the Gemara is, no, Bereishis in itself, right? And that would make sense. Tikkuni Zohar, you have 70 Perushim, a whole sefer just written on this. The Abu Chatzera sefer, 3 books just on the, okay, maybe. But we need further explanation. And comes along the Gra, Neville Nagon, whose yahrzeit was last week, and he says the following. He says, I'll tell you something. Bereishis, says the Aderes Eliyahu. Bereishis, Bereishis is the Zman. God created the most important thing. See, what the Gemara doesn't explain is, but what did he create? All the other Vayomeres, it tells us that Hashem created something. He created light. He created firmament. That's a good word. He created whatever, the dry land from the sea. What did he create with the word Bereishis? Says the Gemara, you know what he created? Something called Zman. Something called time. Hazman atzro nivra, and the abet ma'ariv al abriya shi yabechelik harishon shazman nivra, maimer rishon of light. And then, of course, what does it say? That he goes through a whole maimer of why it says bereshit, right? First of all, it could be Reishis Bara Elokim Etz Hashamayim V'Etz. There's something about that famous bet, that the Torah starts with the bet. As I've quoted a few times now, a vort from my mother, Kalita. So this is a blast from the past. When my son Yaakov, my oldest, my 20-year-old, is getting scary now, because now he's getting closer to November is when he starts the process of drafting to the army. Ooh, scary. And he's in Yeruchim Hester. They start the process. Then they march. In any case, so that little kid, when he first, my mother bought him, my father, the little midrash says, right, anybody who grew up with those great art school books. Yeah. So she wrote in a vort. I still remember the vort. She said, you should be zaycha, that you should study this whole book from the first letter to the last letter, except backwards. Leva Torah, lessons from the Leva, okay. Right, Leva, right? One of the understanding is, it's Leva. That's the heart, is the Torah is the heart of the Jewish people. So what defines us, we'll see, what I think Rabbi Sachs has beautifully defined us as well, is Zman. But why does it say Reishis with the bet? Why does it say Reishis, not Rishon? So he has different explanations. Ki hahevdel bein lashon Reishis li Reishit shenofa b'china zulas hasheni, dependent on something else, Bereishis v'chulam. But what I wanted to take out of this gra is this concept of Zman, of time. Time in itself is an amazing creation. And time in itself is a important creation. And as you went through this process of tshuva, of holidays, of 50 some odd days, of tshuva v'masim toivim, now all of a sudden you wake up to something called real life. You wake up to, oh my God, right? As we say in Hebrew, our soldiers, you'll have to learn this word. It's a very important line. Chozrim la shigra. Back to normal. Yesterday was a perfect shigra moment for me. My kids started Zoom school, which now they've announced they'll have until January 10th, Rahman al-Islam. Oh my God. Yeah, get more laptops. So it was a perfect storm. The school that my kids go to, I won't mention the name because of the Lashon Hara I'm about to say about it, only organizes itself at 11:30 at night the night before. So I should go upstairs and wake up my kids and say, oh, guess what? You know, davening's only starting. So both of them now have, of course, a Zoom at the same time. So now we have to find another laptop. 9:15, they start davening. Got to wake up the kids. Got to get it, whatever. So now, and my wife went to work. So this is the worst now. I got to be Mr. Mom. Breakfast, I got to do everything. 9:15, I go, wow, that's a blast from the past. So I go ahead and I get everything ready for the perfect storm, set up the computers, and boom, the phone rings. For a week and a half, I'm trying to get in touch with my bank. Thankfully, money was sent to me, but they decided that it's not important enough, Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, Niknas B'Esurim, they're not going to give the money to me. They're going to hold the money until they speak to me. They won't pick up the phone when I call them. They won't answer any emails, right? Finally, they speak to me. But now it's like, oh my God, I got them on the phone. And like here in Eretz Yisrael as well, certainly in Ramat Shiloh, you have that perfect space in your house where the service actually works. You can't move from that space. So I'm like this, trying to get my kids up, and I'm like, kids, wake up, you got the Zoom. It was a perfect storm. Chozrim Leshigra. Part of that Chozrim Leshigra is Zman, time. What do we do with our time? Many of you in this room will be very lucky because you will not be in control of time for a good amount of years. Right? There will be a army that will be in control of your time. They will tell you. And all of a sudden, time becomes different. And all of a sudden, one of the great things about serving in the Israeli army is you start to understand time management. You start to figure out, and this is a big challenge when you have time management, well, now I only have 15 minutes. Do I daven mincha? Or do I catch a very quick nap because I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning? But they're into time management. If you have a ma'asa that's leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning, right? You can't be, I'll be there like 6:15, you know, like the bus, you know, the Shana Aleph bus that's leaving, right? Oh, Rav Mo's always going to be late. It's fine. I got time, right? The bus is leaving exactly at 8 o'clock. We're like, we know Rav Mo. 8:17 will be fine, right? That's bad time management. And when you fall into that rut, which unfortunately many of us do, time becomes something that's not precious because I got to always play with time. And by far the worst time killer is this little machine here. Yes, it's recording lessons from the lathe. It's wonderful. But what's great about it, at least for me, I get a report every week, which tells me of my internet usage. Oy vey. Yesterday, I got a call, no joke. I got a call from a Stucca organization. I get these calls almost daily from some Stucca. So usually it's, you know, Nebuch kids who have cancer or, you know, people who have no food. This was an organization that I should give money because they actively try to get people to disconnect from the internet. Not people who have problems. It's a Haredi organization. Tell people, we'll pay you if you don't use the internet. Some crazy thing. I'm like, you don't pay me? You know, I'll take them. I'm like, I'm giving you money for that? I don't understand the whole premise. And I hang up the phone. But time management. How much time do we waste on our phone? Oh, but YouTube said it was recommended for me. And then we fall into video one, video two. And because we say to ourselves, well, it's only 12 minutes to video. I'm not watching a whole season. 12 minutes become the next 12 minutes, the next 12 minutes, the next 12 minutes. Time management. I'll further say, just as word of Musa, right? And this is going on, why you told me, I don't care. And I'm saying it to the people that are sitting here. Time management, a person thinks to himself, I need to get a drink. I need to, maybe not go to the bathroom, that's an important thing. I need to get a drink. So he's going to leave in the middle of a important lesson that he could take with him and just leave the room, right? The whole thing's only 20 minutes. What are you doing? That's bad time management. Why are you doing that to yourself? You have plenty of breaks during the day. Good piece of mussar. Comes along Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Jonathan Lord Sachs, and he says the following. The greatest tool of time management, this is, listen to this, this is mamish golden. You know Rabbi Sachs is, right? Yes, that's the law. Yes, he's the law. The greatest tool of time management is to know that we tend to focus on the urgent, not the important. Such a great line, right? We don't do, right? Our time management is, what do I think is most important? What do I think, is most urgent? Not what's important. It's urgent, has to be done right now. Shabbos, as of course our parsha reminds us of Shabbos, Shabbos is the one day we stop everything. And all we focus on is the important, not the urgent. V'chein haraya, right? Urgent is to do something urgent. He's going to do something urgent. It's not important. Important is in this room right now. Urgent, urgent. It's urgent. Shabbos says you can't answer an email. You can't close the business. You can't do anything. What you think is urgent is not. But what's important? I'll tell you what's important. Important is the real things that are important in life. Your family. Spending time with your family, with your kids. Time during the week you didn't have to learn Torah, now you can learn Torah. Have more kavanah. There's a halacha. If we know the halacha, Pesuk HaNezer was longer. Why? Not to annoy us. Because of the day itself. We have the whole day. We should sing more praises to Hashem. Singing Zemiros. We have more time. It would seem a little bit strange if somebody got up on a Tuesday and started singing Zemiros. But it's not strange. Because that's Shabbos. Says Rabbi Sachs, the entire point of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the entire point of Aseret Yemei Teshuva was to have better time management. Because ultimately, the reason why we have veered off the path of Hashem, and of course the important lesson for the first week of the real year, right? Of course, Tishrei has been around for a while, but this is it. This is really when things start, is to remind ourselves when we come back to the regular, normal life, what do we do with that life? And during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we said we had horrible time management. I wasted so much time on my phone. I wasted time on movies. I wasted time with my magic cards. Yeah, remember those days, yeah. I wasted time doing whatever I did. And I didn't focus on my relationship with you, Hashem. And then all of a sudden, I have this amazing time, Yom Kippur, and a Sukkos, and a Simchas Torah. I said, that's really me. That's who I want to be. And what's the answer? It's one simple answer. Rabbi Sachs calls the essence of Judaism. What's interesting about time, says Rabbi Sachs, is that you can't give better time or more time, I should say, to a rich person over a poor person. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. How you use that time is not based on if you're rich or poor, right? So obviously, you can take a rich and poor person and say, Avoid this Hashem. The poor person can say, well, I can't do Avoid this Hashem. Why not? Because I'm poor. So what? So you can complain and say, well, I don't have Svarim, I don't have this. I'll find you a pitaron for that. That's what time management is. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. Everybody has 52 weeks in a year. But not everybody manages their time the same way. That's the key here, Rabbi Yisai. And therefore, the Gra says that Bereishis in itself is the creation of time. I had the great schus a number of years in a row to help organize and escort the great Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when he came to Teaneck. It was an amazing kavod for me. And during that time, he would repeat year after year a very similar idea. And he was an unbelievable speaker. At that time, he was in his 90s. And he was very funny. And I remember specifically, I remember exactly where I was sitting. I had the schus of helping to translate because it was Shal Shittus. And I was sitting across from Rav Scheinberg. And he couldn't speak so loud. So usually his son, Rav Simcha, would help. And it was fun to be there because you could see, because if you were listening, you wouldn't hear everything that he said. And he said like this. He started just repeating the following words. He says, time, 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 time. We live in a generation, everything is chaperein. What does chaperein mean? Right? To grab time. Chapanash. You know about chapanash? I'm grabbing a little snack. Chapanash. He says, that we know how to do. He says, but we have to chap the time. We have to take time and use it to our best ability. And here's a great example, right? You have an appointment, Rahman al-Islam, you have to go to the Gius office. Why I say Rahman al-Islam? Because it's going to take hours. It's the worst experience. It's a reminder of how backwards Israel as a country is. I had that experience yesterday on the phone with a bank who actually was screaming at me. I said, you're screaming at me? I'm going to scream back at you. I'm taking all my money out of your account. Then what do they answer? I'm like, what? I own the account. I can do whatever I want. You tell them in a hell that if he doesn't call me back, I'm done. This is my last day in your bank. Oh, guess what? I got a call back. Right? In America, it would be totally different. We're going to give you $100,000 in your account, sir. We're so sorry. You know, like. So there's some things that are backward, as I just said. So you're waiting for hours, and you have to go from this on file. How is it possible that you don't bring a safer with you? Chaperein, chapatayim. Rav Scheinberg used this word and said, time is the essence of what Hashem created us to use our time wisely. To those dull moments, seemingly, to use them for the right thing. It's very hard. I have that challenge, if it happens. I still don't think it's really going to happen. But next Sunday night, I'm going to go on that plane. And yes, the plane ride is not for catching up on all the TV that you haven't watched because you don't have a TV in your house. And it's hard. Learning is not so easy on the plane. But do you even give yourself a chance and maybe write a few, bring with you a sefer even? Download some shiurim? After, of course. Do we do that? Time management. There's an amazing story about Yaakov Ne'eman. Yaakov Ne'eman, if I'm not mistaken, was one of the attorney generals in Israel. He's a frum guy. And oftentimes he would get called to the prime minister's office. And when you get called to the prime minister's office, right, you don't, similar to doctor's office, you don't exactly get called at the time your meeting is. So if your meeting's at 2 o'clock, it might not be at 2 o'clock, right? I once had this a number of years ago. Our block got a meeting with the mayor back in the olden days, mayor of Budpol. And we were very perturbed because we thought we had it on time because they let us sit in his office for the meeting. And they said he'll be back in a half hour. We have things to do. But time management, what do you do during that time? So Yaakov Ne'eman many times would, and oftentimes the prime minister would feel bad, and Bibi would come out himself and say, sorry, come into the meeting. And one time he said to him, every time I go out to the waiting room, you're always reading. So what are you reading? And he said, it's called the Mishnah Berurah. Right? I remember Rav Neven Salzono told the story. And he said, what an amazing Kiddush Hashem, besides for everything else, right? I saw a video last night of Rav Usher Weiss, and they said that while he's taking his tefillin off, as just how long does it take? 2 minutes? He has open a daf of Gemara and just reviews one daf. It's time management. Rabbi Sachs ends off We said that's the whole essence of the pasuk in Tehillim that says the following. I believe it's Perek Samach Tzadik Beis, if I'm not mistaken. Yud pasuk Yud Bet. Limanot Yamenu Kain Hodia V'Na'avi L'Lev Chachma. Teach us to count our days rightly, that we may obtain a wise heart. What does that mean? Use our time wisely. That's what the pasuk means. I found in the Metzudas David, Limanot Lefi Minyan Yimino Shehem Kitzarim. Your days are numbered. You're not around for so long. They just in Israel, the oldest person just died this week, 117 years old. Right? That's not a normal story. Right? The time is not great. Shehem Kitzarim Kain Hodia Na Darcha. From the Erech Ma'at, Rachmano Litzlan, it could be a very short amount of time. And therefore, we need to use our time wisely, said the Metzudas David. L'dat hakol l'ma'it zman. V'az l'vi lev chachma. Who is the wise person who understands the value of time? Because if you don't, time will just wither away, and you won't be able to accomplish what you should have accomplished in your time. And that's the message. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim es haaretz. The greatest week of the year. It's that week that we start and we say to ourselves, well, what am I going to do about Bereishis? This one accepted upon himself, Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum. Somebody else says, I'm actually going to look over the parsha in English. Just once in English. This one says, I'm going to use a new Perish on the Torah. I'm going to actually have the parshas mean something to me. I'm going to write every week a vort down. I'm going to write something on the parsha. That's what the idea is of time management. And what better time of the year to talk about that than the beginning of the year? To be able to look after 52 weeks and say, wow, I used my time a lot wisely than I did in Shana Aleph. I used my time a lot wisely than I did last year. That's the whole point. To use our time wisely. We should be zeicher to take this message to the fullest extent and use our time as wisely as we can. Reitz Hashem. So that Hashem will realize that time is important to us. And we should reach the ultimate time of B'yes Godel Tzedek B'meheirav Yameinu.